Hello, it's the 7th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Central Bedfordshire Council has been working to resolve the Bedford to Biggleswade bus service issue after Stagecoach's announcement that the route would be abandoned. On the 31st of October, the Grant Palmer Bus Company, based in Flitwick, will take over operations of that section of Stagecoach network, set to cease on the 30th of October. Towns and villages between the two destinations, such as Sandy and Potton, will also be included. Ian Delgano, Central Bedfordshire Councillor and Executive Member for Community Services, said, "We know how important local bus services are to enable people to work, commute and travel to school." Mid-Bedfordshire MP Nadine Dorris, who supported Liz Truss in her bid for Prime Minister, has said that Ms Truss has made some big mistakes in lurching to the right politically. Ms Dorris warned that if Conservatives did not alter their course, they would be facing a wipeout in the next election. This Sunday, Bedford Rowing Club will be hosting Bedford Small Boats Head October 2022, the final of three racing events which have occurred this year. 80 volunteers will be on hand to manage the 350 participating rowers along the 2,000-metre course, which begins in Queen's Park, trailing along the River Great Ouse to Russell Park. The competitors, ranging in age from 17 to 80, will be part of an all-day celebration taking place between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. The Gravel Pit Brasserie, located on the Y Boston Lakes Resort, has added a robot waiter to its staff. The first of its kind in the UK, Mittens, as it's known, due to its cat-like interface, will deliver meals from the kitchen to the dining area serving staff. That's it for this week. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.